Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Shirley and Jai Show. Be back in a sec.
Yeah, niggas ain't gonna know nothing about this one, but I bet the ladies will. I'm just gonna tell you, you better grab your thick female and get on the floor right now. Here we go. Yeah, brought to you Avalanche. Yeah, squad, H-E-T. Squad up, now let's go. Yeah, I like the way you do what you do. Don't drop it like it's hot, baby.
Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show. Today's topic is the gift. When I was 8 years old, I started learning about the Bible and the fact that people in the Bible had gifts. And so did Reverend Bobo. We moved in with her when I was 8 years old. As I said, she was a reverend, and she also had the gift. She had a church, in fact, where she would read people, like on Sundays in the evening. And when I was a little girl, we would sit in the church, and I'd listen. She'd also do readings in her home. She owned a property. She had her own home, and she would read for them either in the kitchen or the parlor or the basement, but mostly in the church. So as growing up, that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to read for people. And she would not let me until I was out of college. When I graduated from college, then I was able to read for people. I might have read a couple of people before then, but she wasn't serious about it after I graduated from college, even though I went to college to be, I don't know what I went to college to be, but I ended up being a teacher. And the professor that was my guidance counselor had a fit. When one day I told him I wanted to go into education and be a teacher, and he just went off on me. He even invited me to his house and showed me, you know, how nice things was in his house, and his wife cooked dinner, and, you know, I ate there and I sat there. And he said, no, you should not be a teacher. You will starve most of your life. He said, they don't make enough money. Boy, was he right. I mean, I have suffered some being a teacher. I could have been anything else but that. But I wouldn't listen to him. Being African-American woman, you know how we can be sometimes. He kept telling me the truth. And he was African-American himself. That's why he knew. So was his wife. Still, I wouldn't listen. Anyway, so much for that. But anyway, with Reverend Bobo, things got very weird sometimes. But being a child, you didn't see that. you know. But she made sure that she had her Bible and that she was reading scriptures from it when the person would sit down in front of her, okay? Another thing I liked about her is she did not demand that you pay her. She asked for a donation, but she said it's up to the person. So most people would pay her because, you know, they liked her. And, you know, they felt like maybe they were asking questions that would require a lot of in-depth information on the part of the reader. So sometimes when I'm at QURA quota and they be asking me questions, some of them questions I think require a payment. I've been there like, what, a year or less, and I've been answering questions, and I've answered many a question, okay? So I started thinking about the fact that Reverend, it was Johnson at first, and then she got married, and it was Reverend Bobo, had taught me how to read people, okay? Later on in life, I learned how to read people without them even being there, just by their voice, you know, and pictures. You know, this is where I worked at. But I liked her because she always had holy water for you. And she had candles she would burn, and she would burn incense, and she would pray, and she would go to the Bible. And she was very inept at what she did. She always got it right on the money, especially when we were in the church. And the church, it wasn't a huge, huge, big church. It was just a normal-sized, everyday church. You know, you go in, what, 200 or 300 people? Yeah, like that. You know, so, but then for the readings, it wouldn't always be that many. But I'll never forget when I stood up, she had me reading for this woman, you know. And what she would do is give the message, and she said, if the message applies to you, please stand up. And usually the message would be very detailed, so you would know it was you, you know. So then sometimes they would ask questions, and she would answer those questions, you know. But, I mean, you can't pray her cheap because a lot of her, she owned a church. And she owned, like I say, her own property. And then she had other businesses. And those businesses came from the fact that the people that she read for, you know, was working with her. So she would be like part owner of different things because she read for these people. But she taught me that the truth is very important. And everything, I'm sorry, everything was in Jesus' name. I'm not going against these other religions, like Allah and Buddha and all that other stuff. But I'm just saying, this is what I was taught when I was little, okay? Starting at age 8, you know, running around the church, running around her house, you know, whatever. Because I was a handful, okay? So my mom moved in with Reverend Bobo, and she had the 4 of us there. Anyway. Reverend Bobo took care of us until my mother finally got independent and on her own and able to move out into an apartment. So I'm not knocking psychics, but she was the only psychic that I loved, that I liked. I just don't trust these other ones online. You know, I just don't trust them. You know, I'm not going against them, but I don't trust them. So I trust me. I do, because I know what I was taught, you know. And I'm in my 60s now, so that's, you know, like 50-something years or more of that. So I'm good at what I do. And one thing I can tell you, knowing this much about psychics, is even when you pay them, and this is true, some of them will only give you half of the information, or they will leave out things that are probably important. Okay, so I used to watch the ones that were detectives, the detective psychics. I really liked them. They were good because they would help find people. They would help solve crimes, you know, that sort of stuff. But lately I've seen that there are also people that use their gift for different things, like this guy that won $758 million. And the lottery, I think it was the Powerball in Wisconsin. I knew he was a psychic. I watched his, by me watching him actually go in the store He stood there. He gave the guy the ticket. He looked up at the, you know, the camera that's usually in most stores. He looked right up at it. And I don't know if he said something or if he smiled or if he said, I feel lucky or something like that, he said to the camera, because he knew he was going to win. And he won, okay, using Quick Picks. And there's this guy that said you shouldn't use Quick Picks. I forgot his name. You know, he got a little book out. I read his book. I tried everything in the book that the man said. You know, I got one of those e-books, the Lotto Determinator or something like that. And nothing worked out. So I'm not trusting him, okay? Talking about if you want to win, don't Quick Pick. And then I found out that most of the winners that won the big amounts of money were Quick Pick people, okay? So that takes ESP. That takes to be a sensitive. That takes you to be psychic. So I worked in sports because I didn't really want to deal with all of that. So I worked with the Bears, you know. Like I had to know, I had to give like 14 predictions of the games. It usually was 14 of them playing at once. And every week I would give what I thought, who was going to win, which team would win. Okay, so I used different means of doing that. Okay, and we had our little rituals going. We would do in the TV studios while I was there. But anyway, it was a very good experience for me because I worked with Mike Singletary, number 50 at that time. He would come in the studio. I would see him, and some of the other ones would come in there. Different people would come in there. But it was a good experience for me. And my son was young then, and so he kind of liked that when I would talk about it, you know, when I came home. And so, because he loves sports, you know. All I'm just trying to say is you can use the gift to do various things. But when you misuse it, that's when you get in trouble. I was taught not to misuse it, but to use it. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this short talk. Maybe next time I can talk a little bit more about the gifts. And you can email me at theauraShow@gmail.com or theauraShow@yahoo.com. And that's one word, theauraShow@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you later. In Yoruba, we say, Odiba. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Niggas ain't gonna know nothing about this one. But I bet the ladies will. I'm just gonna tell you, you better grab your thick female and get on the floor right now. Yeah, I like the way you do what you do. Don't drop it like it's hot, baby. Do what you do. Go shake it, baby. Go shake it, baby. Go shake it, baby. Go shake it, baby. Yeah.